ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Jasavati Nandan Prabhu said he's just filling in time until I, myself, Bhaktivikas Swami, came. He's filling in time by speaking Harikatha. Yeah. Okay. I have to get used to this. This is the best use of time, speaking Harikatha. And actually there's no need for him to stop. He's speaking very nicely about Krishna and Krishna consciousness. It is considered a matter of etiquette to allow sannyasis to speak. But actually, whoever is speaking Krishna Katha, it doesn't matter so much about the external designation. Everyone should speak about Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gospoda Sri Chaitanya Skazal, something like that. Jadi ama prati sneha take shabaka tabe Krishna beti rikta nagaibaya. So many people would come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they were very affectionate toward him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to them, if you are actually affectionate to me, then do one thing. Speak only about Krishna. Don't speak about anything else. Ki shayane, ki bhojane, ki ba jagarane, ahar nisha Krishna chinta balaha badam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further said that even when you're lying down, even when you're eating, even if you stay awake all night, in all times, places and circumstances, day and night, always think about Krishna and speak about Him. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given many different instructions, but the essence of all of them is the same as the essential instruction Lord Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru. You can say that in Russian. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru. You need me to say it in English?
Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru.
Yeah.
You know the meaning.
Say it in Russian. Lord Krishna says, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and bow down to me. So this is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching the same thing. Krishna says to think of me, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to think of Krishna. Okay. So that is the essence of all advice. And Krishna Katha means simply to go on discussing Krishna in various ways so that our consciousness becomes absorbed in Krishna, so that we can always think about Krishna. So it's a very easy instruction. As Srila Prabhupada often used to say, what is the difficulty? What is the difficulty to think of Krishna and speak of Him? There is nothing difficult at all. But we are so unfortunate that we don't think of Krishna. We can easily think of Krishna by chanting His holy names. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking the role of an inconsummate devotee said, I have no taste for chanting the holy names. Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatra pita niyamitas smaranena kalaha. Ita jushi tava kripa bhagavan namapi durdaiva midrisham ihajani namuradaha. Can you give the translation? Krishna, you have unlimited names, and in these names are invested with all your transcendental potencies. But I, one can very easily attain you by chanting your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Nevertheless, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this process of chanting. Go on chanting. This, by chanting and chanting, gradually we will attain taste for the holy name if we avoid the offenses to the holy name. So, let us go on with this process of Krishna consciousness. With faith that by applying ourselves to this process, then certainly Krishna will be merciful. Krishna is very merciful. Tesham sadza yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Yes, he will give us the intelligence by which we can attain to the service of his lotus feet. That you already gave the translation. So all these programs, they're going on eternally. All this activities of bhakti. Now we are having this discussion, Patotsav. This was going on even many thousands and millions of years ago, discussion of Krishna. And it will continue. Krishna, speaking of Krishna, serving Krishna, this is the eternal function of the soul. We find in the Shastras described even many, many thousands of years ago, even on other planets, discussion of Krishna was going on. So, this Patotsav, this is going on here. This temple daily, the service of Radha Govinda is going on. This service of Radha Govinda is not an activity of this material world. This is the activity of the spiritual world. Divya Drinda Aranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastho Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Praishthalibhi Sevyamano Smarami. Divya Vrindavan. Vrindaranya. Another name for Vrindavan is Vrindaranya. That land is always Divya, means resplendent. It's Divya means which is resplendent, or which is beyond the modes of material nature.
Yes.
So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is remembering Sri Sri Radha Govinda seated at the base of a wish-fulfilling tree in the land of Vrindavan. And they are sitting on a singhasana, which means on a throne. Ratna Singhasana is decorated with jewels. They are surrounded by their very dear, loving gopis who are always serving them. So, this is the vision of Radha Govinda. Foolish people, they see some statues. But those who are pure devotees, they see, here is Krishna. Pratima nahatumi sakshat Vrajendra Nanda. The pure devotees, they see here is directly Krishna, the son, the darling son of Nanda Maharaj. So by hearing about Krishna, we purify the eyes become purified so that we can see actually who is Krishna. When we stop thinking, when we are free from the diseased mentality of thinking that Krishna is an object of my vision, and we understand that I am an object of Krishna's vision, then Krishna will reveal himself to us. So this hearing is Shrutikshitapatha. This is the path of seeing by hearing. We have to clean the consciousness by hearing and chanting about Krishna. So it doesn't matter whether I'm speaking or whether Jashamati Nandam Prabhu is speaking, or It should be someone who's coming in parampara. And they should be following everything very nicely. Then we will all be benefited by hearing and chanting about Krishna. So it's not a matter of grihastha, sannyasi. Let everyone speak according to their realization. There are many qualified speakers present here. Anyone who is practicing Krishna consciousness, they should speak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is like that. This is, we are now in one corner of this very big city, and Krishna Katha, Radha Govinda Katha, is being distributed here. But this should go on all over the city, the areas, and in all the villages and everywhere. This place is a holy place, a special place, because it is dedicated particularly to the service of Krishna. Just a few years ago, this area was all open fields. Somehow or other, by the Lord's wish, there is Radha Govinda Dham here and Big Bazaar on the other side of the road. So this is actually the biggest bazaar. Everyone goes to Big Bazaar with a lot of expectation. But the end result of all our material desires is simply disappointment. But if we come to Krishna, then we will be completely satisfied in all respects. So let us come to Krishna. What is the difficulty? Bhaja Krishna, Balo Krishna, Karo Krishna, Shiksha. Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, Balo Krishna,
Krishna.
So thank you all for your patience, for listening in three languages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Questions and answers. Vapros, as they say in Russian.
Vapros.
Vapros. Any vapros. Hey, kya? Any questions? We have any Indians here who speak Russian? There are many Indians who study in Russia. Wherever you go, there are Indians. Even in Russia, there's so many Indians studying.
Очень многие учатся в России.
India. One place I went, there was a medical college. There were so many Indian and Pakistani students in Russia. I think it was Chibuksara. I can't remember exactly. That's in Chuvashia Republic. There were so many Indians and so many Pakistanis also. So, any question? If there's no question, it means either you accept everything I say, or you don't accept anything, which I said. You want to take prasad. Yes, here's a question from our stylishly dressed Vishwarup Prabhu. Vishwamba. What's your name?
Singharup.
Oh, I thought it was Vishwarup. All right. Can he ask a question about the Guru and the Shishya? Yes, he can. Might as well have some discussion. Oh, Hare Krishna. Actually, he should speak in the mic, and then he has to speak it all again. Oh yeah, you could be saying it again in English. There's no need in English, actually.
Yeah. Hmm.
No, because everyone understands Hindi. I'll say it in Hindi. What's the question? What's the best? Report gurus or no report gurus? Who's that who wants reports? I don't know. He wants a full report from their disciples all the time. He's saying that some gurus want full reports on all the activities of their disciples. Who's that? Parthasarathi Maharaj. One. Anyone else? Niranjan Swami, how can he possibly? He has so many disciples. How could he read so many reports? Well, about Prabhavishnu Swami, he told me that twice after he was initiated, Prabhupada asked some other disciples when he saw Prabhavishnu Swami, who is that? What is his name? So, we often think of the Guru as someone who's living with a few disciples like Sandipani Muni with Krishna. There are others who may have, there are others in history also had many disciples dispersed in many places. Just like we find in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's described that Madhavendra Puri, he came to Shantipur, he initiated Advaita Acharya Prabhu, and there's no record that he ever met him again. So, there are many different gurus in history and at the present time also who may be at different levels of realization and who may deal with their disciples in somewhat different ways. But the basic principle is the same, that Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Shri Guruha. So I can't say that a system of keeping reports is better or not better, but the mercy of Krishna should come through. Guru means he's representing the parampara, which is presenting Krishna. All right, let's finish there.